Taking the State from Below on This Moment of Indiana History. In 1840, the largest city in Indiana was New Albany, with 4,226 people. Although Fort Wayne, Lafayette, and Logansport had been settled, more than four-fifths of Indiana residents lived in the southern half of the state. 10 years later, the New Albany-Jeffersonville area was still the most densely populated section of the state, with slightly over 10,000 people. Madison had about 9,000 residents, Indianapolis, 8,000. Historians agree that three factors contributed to Indiana's settlement from the south. Kentucky had been so heavily settled in the trans-Appalachian migration of the early Republic that by 1840, its population approached 800,000. An 1818 handbook written for those migrating to the western frontier advised that Kentucky's best lands are sold and have become expensive. Indiana offered much cheaper farmland to those who were willing to clear the land themselves and build their own shelter. The second reason for Indiana's settlement from the south was a function of the westward migration routes available at that time. In 1818, the National Road had reached Wheeling, West Virginia. The road did not reach Indiana's eastern border until 1827. Water transportation down the Ohio River was still a primary route for migrants, as was the Old Wilderness Road, running across Kentucky to Lexington, Bardstown, and Louisville. Finally, familiarity was a motivation. Those arriving in southern Indiana found soil, forests, and valleys, not to mention a culture and economy that reminded them of what they had left behind in their southern home states. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.